learning the Maimer, two Maimerim so connected from Das Chochm Musa, from the great Mashgiach, the Tzaddik Kaddish of Yeruchim from Mir, as a way of understanding and deepening our connection to the Yisaitis that we've been learning over these months, and preparing us for the next step, going deep into understanding of the Ani, of the I, and who we are, and how to be able to be'emes, have control, Bez Hashem, over the Kleiches and Nefesh, over who we are, to know who we are, and to be in control of who we are, which is the Tachlis of all of our Avaida, and be'emes, Tachlis of our coming into the world. Obviously, everything is very deeply connected to the time that we're in right now. And we'll talk about that a little bit more tonight. Let's begin the second maimer, which is on the pages that you have, where it says Samach Hei, meaning it's the third page on the left side, where it says Va'amach Kulam Tzadikim. It's a good way to begin the week. Va'amach Kulam Tzadikim La'ilam Yeshu Aretz. Va'amach Kulam Tzadikim. Rabbi Yochanan gives a little bit of Akdama. The first paragraph is really just saying how to listen carefully, how to learn Chazal with a very discerning eye. And even if a person doesn't understand all that he's speaking about in the Maimer, at least one learns that Chazal should not be taken for granted, and one has to be careful when learning Chazal. After saying that, he returns to the subject, which we'll continue with the second paragraph, Dibarnu. Dibarnu sheyeshnam shtei mitziyuyais. Everybody have that? We've been learning, we've been talking about this, that there are two realities. Shtei mitziyos. There's the mitziyos shel mitziyos. There's the reality that's real. U'mitziyos zois enu menachas tachas shinuyim. Last week we learned from Yerucham that the sign, the past few weeks, the sign of the mitziyos, of true reality, of true mitziyos, is its perseverance. It doesn't change. It is what it is. Torah and mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit, who we are, the mitzvahs that doesn't get lost during a time of difficulties or upheaval or of change. And the whole world could be changing around you, but the mitzvahs that's real is a mitzvahs that's unchanging. We spoke about the Ovis, Oymani Chayma, the Ovis, that Mitzvah of the Ovis, that even in a Bechina Dak, in a very, very delicate and able way, even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on that Madrega, in some level of that stability, that sureness and consistency of Mitzvah, as the Vavai Ne'eman Lefanecha. But Sosas the Vavana, the Nemonis Halev, the faithfulness, the unchangeability, and the consistency of the others. Vihibilti misnadnedes. It doesn't move, it doesn't shake, it doesn't change. Karaka the Leinaidi. It says land, real estate is defined in halacha. The Leinaidi, it doesn't pick up and go. Karaka the Leinaidi, it doesn't move. Naidi means lanud, like Navanad. Karaka, land, earth. It's in its place. Umitzah says, the Vavai Ne'eman Lefanecha. Avraham Avinu's heart was faithful. It was permanent. V'yeshna mitzias hafachas mizeh. And we learn that there's another kind of mitzias, the opposite mitzias. Mitzias shall bilti mitzias. Even though to us it looks like it's the realest thing in the world, but it's really a mitzias which is not mitzias. It's a mitzias that Hashem created. It's called a mitzias shel ahed of chisar. It's a mitzias that looks real, but it's nothing. It's nothing. Its entire reality is how we imagine it to be, and how we build it up in our minds, and then with our imagination and with our emotions, how we build it into something. But it's really head of mitzias. It's a mitzias shall build the mitzias. Mitzias shall head of chisarim. V'adra be davke nichsi denaydi. And this mitzias, which is not a mitzias, is nichsa denied. It means those possessions that a person has that are not steady, they're not stable, they're moving, metalkalim, things that go from one place to the other. Sheker ein l'raglayim, something which is false, ein l'raglayim means its feet are not planted in one place. Sheker ein l'raglayim changes. One day it's dressed like this, it talks like that. The next day it's dressed like this and talks like that. Every single day, every single tkufa in life, when things are good, then it's a certain way of Yiddishkeit. When things, God forbid, are not good, then it's a different type of Yiddishkeit. And so it is. And so it is in a relationship that's not without nemonus of matzosus of vav nam. You have relationships that are karka, that are b'china of karka, the loin haidi, of karka, of land, of earth, which is stable and steady, and it's real, and it's deep, and it's etzemat, some eyes we were talking about there, Shabbos, b'emes, b'emes. Then you have other relationships that it depends on moods, and this and that, and, you know, if it's between 68 and 72 outside the weather, then the husband and wife are very happy with each other. But if, God forbid, it's 73 or if it's 67, understand, so then it's not so good anymore. Because the relationship is a relationship denied. It doesn't have feet that are planted in the ground. It volves around in the air someplace. It moves. Like David HaMelech described the life of the Rasha, that a person lives his life like the life part of the wheat, of the grain, that what's it called?
Chaff.
That when a breeze comes, a little thing, it blows it away. That's the life of a person who's living in Heder HaMetzias, in non-existence. There's no consistency, there's no stability. He can't withstand changes or difficulties or upheavals. We learned already, the wicked are compared to the filth and the schmutz that the ocean washes up. That the ocean, a storm comes, a big wave comes, and it lifts up, and something new, and something is washed up on the shore. And the Rishayim are compared to people who are washed along by the tide. That's how the Rishayim are seen. That's how they live. Amr Chazal. Now, Rabbi Yochum lifts us up to who we really are. And we need to talk about this in the Nisgeris, in the framework of where we are right now, which means in the Nisgeris of Kisisa, in the Nisgeris of Erev Purim. Rav Yochum says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem, says the, of course Chazal say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leilam Habit, says in the Mishnah. The entire Jewish people, every Jew, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilam Haba. Every Jew has a chelik in the world to come. We all have heard that since we're children. We need to understand it. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilam Haba. How do we know that? Because the Navi Yeshaya says, Shenema, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, Va'amech Hashem's people are all Tzadikim. Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, it means even me and you. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. We always think it means somebody else. So if you get a picture of us that has pictures in it, it means like the people, like the old rabbis, like on the cover or something. It's va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Every single one of us, me and you, all tzaddikim. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. La'olam, the Navi says, Yeshu aretz, and the Jewish people, la'olam, every Jew will be yoyresh, will yarshin, will inherit aretz, the land. But the land here doesn't mean just the land Eretz Yisrael, or the land that we could touch and that we could see and that we could feel, which is our land, which is Eretz Yisrael. L'olam Yeshu Aretz means the Eretz HaElyona, means It means life beyond life. It means olam haba. La'olam, because it's la'olam. Yeshu Eretz. Netzer matoav. Hashem says that this is the Jewish people, and every Jew is the sapling that I have planted, the tree that I have planted in the earth. And Chazal received that the Navi is talking about olam haba. That means that even though you could have a yid, that in this world, every month he's living in a different place. Or God forbid he has to schlep, or he's kicked out from his home, or who knows what, and he's going from place to place, and you would say when you look at him, the guy Nebuch, this person is mamish nichsa denied, he's a metaltalim. Metaltalim, he's moving from place to place, he's not grounded. He's not grounded, and you could see this yid walking with his peklach, as our people have done millions of times, walking with their peklach to another place. And you would say that they're nechse denied, they're schleppers, dragging, going from place to place. And as they pass by the houses of those who are oppressing them, who have oppressed them, big, beautiful homes where people are living in for centuries, and the yidna nechse denied, and here the Navi comes along and says, it's been a hapaychu. It's just the opposite of what it looks like. Amach kulam tzaddikim. A yid is a tzaddik. A yid is a tzaddik, it means his character de leinaydi, he's the earth, but not just the earth. In this world, a Jew can schlep from one place to the other. But the pnimius of who a yid is, which is only going to be revealed at the end after this whole dimyon, after the whole head of metzias disappears, ka'osh and tichla, then we'll see that really be'emes, every yid was neitzim atoy, was the tree that Hashem has brought, planted. Planted. La'olam yishu aretz neitzim atoy ma'isa yodai l'espor. The Baruch Hashem says, I planted you in the earth. I planted you in the earth. Neitzim atoy ma'isa yodai l'espor, that I take pride in every Jew. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. And Rabbi Yochum explains, eretz zo olam haba. So remember the picture. It's a picture that unfortunately our parents and grandparents experienced to one degree or another. Walking and schlepping and moving from one place to another place. Uprooted, without a home. Our people are still not home. We're not home. Even the Yidna living at Yisrael, I'm not be'emes rooted in the land. We're certainly not. When I say they're not rooted in the land, because our enemies surround us and Yidden are always afraid. And when you're afraid, you're nervous. What's going on right now to our brothers and sisters in Sderot? What it means to live like that? You're not even in your own house. Because you don't know, every time you hear the siren, right, again, to run from your own house, to run up. And if it's not like that in the other yeshuvim in Eretz Yisrael, it is just, it's not as obvious in the other places in Eretz Yisrael. So it looks like we're the least rooted people on earth. We look like the most homeless. The most homeless. Every single day, there are thousands of diunim, of discussions that are taking place in universities. In universities, in churches. The Methodist Church of America is now having very, very choshev at the union. I don't know if you know what's going on. About whether or not they should disinvest, whether or not the Jews who are occupying Palestine deserve to be in any way recognized as people who deserve their recognition. And certainly there are many, many Jews that are begging the Methodists, whoever they are and wherever they are, there are millions of them, to recognize us. So we look like we're nichsi denaydi. Even the goyim called us a wandering Jews, nichsi denaydi. But the Baruch Shalom says in Navi, just the opposite. The Rishoyim is kemoitz, it's like the chaff that the wind blows from one place to the other. So we're schlepping from one place to the other, and it's kemoitz, and they're compared to the chaff that is tossed by the wind, and like the dirt that comes up in the tide. And who are we? Amichulun Sadiq. La'ilun Yeshu Arbs. Neitzimatran. You're the permanent plant that I have planted in the world. Eretz. Karka. Eretz Zoe Olam Haba. We don't see it with our eyes. In this world, it doesn't look like that. This is a world of Hadar Metzias. And they say, Zoe Asoi Shel Olam Haba. The secret of Olam Haba and how to experience Olam Haba, the next world, during our 120 years in this world. If we would live as tzaddikim, we would be able to experience a chelik of Olam Haba in this miserable world of Nichsi Denaydi. We'd be able to taste that and to feel that in our lives. Because what's that? Menucha. We spoke a lot about over the past year or two. Menucha. But menucha doesn't mean necessarily to have that home to live in. And menucha doesn't necessarily mean that you have that nice place that you could stay in for a couple of generations. It doesn't mean that. Menucha. Loi naid betachlis. When something is betachlis, betachlis loi naid means it can't budge, it can't move. That's menucha. That's menucha. Nobody in the world can budge me. Nobody can change me. Nobody can come along and drive me away from who I am. You could drive me out from my home. If you're stronger than me, then you could force me to leave my house. You could even drive us out of our country, and that's happened to us also. You could do that if you're stronger than us. You could do that. But you can't drive me out of the Netzim Atai that the Baruch Shalom planted in me. That's menucha. That's menucha. Leinai betachlis, bebchinas eretz, like the earth. The earth is the same earth that's been here since Bereishis. It's been here since Bereishis. What I find always interesting is sometimes you see paintings or pictures of the places that you're familiar with and how it looked like 100 years ago. And I sometimes imagine, what was this like area like 100 years ago? Or sometimes you meet an old person and they tell you, I remember where I lived in Queens, by Kiron Hills, when we came back from Israel, when we were first married, so there was an Alta Yid there that I used to learn with. And he remembered Kew Garden Hills from 70 years ago. And he said that it was all farms over there. He remembers when it was farms. So I said, yeah, it's not possible. You mean before Meal Mart? There wasn't a Meal Mart? He said, no, there was no Meal Mart, anything. It was just farms. Shimon's Pizza must have. Shimon's Pizza, farms, just farms. And he said, oh, it was nice until all you people came in. We had it nice over here. We had it nice. They had a little minion, and they served the Rabbanu Shlomo. Eretz, the earth doesn't change. The secret of the Jewish people and of a Jew is, the Rabbi Shalom says, I planted you. You're permanent. The rest of the world, the rest of the world, they're living in for generations, and even they're going from place to place. You know, every time you meet a Jew, you ask him, where you from? Where you come from? Right? Yes, sir. Where you come from? Who are you? What are you doing? When did you get here? Your father's here? And if someone tells you, my grandfather was here, you say, wow, grandfather was already here? Not usually. Not usually. And that's the first time we can say such a thing. You know. But a Jew meets another Jew. You say, from where comes the Jew? From where does a Jew come? Where does a Jew come from? So it looks like that in the head of Hametzias that we're in. But the Baruch Shalom, through his Navi Yeshaya, is revealing the emes of Metzias of a Jew is Neitzim Atoy. I planted you. La'olam Yeshu Aretz. Amach Kulam Tzadikim. And only when we come to this Madrega can we experience the Menucha of a person who never, ever moves. Who never leaves his place, who he is. Not where he lives. If you are who you're supposed to be, then no matter where you live and how many times you have to pick up and go, You have menucha. And if you're not who you're supposed to be, it makes no difference. You can live in the same house, there is your children, the grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and none of them have. None of the occupants are people of menucha, of peace, of rest, of emes and menucha, what it means, menucha. She was soil shel netiyah. That's the secret of the Jewish people. Neitzim ator. She was soil, the secret, the mystery of being planted. Netiyah. Natua ba'aretz, planted in the earth. Mechubar umushrash betachnas. Attached and rooted the tachlis. Not the way it looks in the world when something is mushrash or mechubar, that it's attached and it's rooted in this world. But be'emes, mechubar umushrash betachnas. And uzoz mimkai my klal. Can't budge. Nothing can move him. Nothing can turn you around or turn you over or change you at all. Well, is that kol yisrael yesh lehem chelok olam haba? And in this way, every single Jew has a chelok olam haba. In this world. We could taste that, we could reach that. In this world. And here we need to talk for a few minutes to understand how we're living in this right now, in this parasha, an Erev Purim. It's a very, very big sugya, because the whole yontiv of Purim is this nakuda. And the whole inyan of the Cheta Egel and of Amalek is the hepech, is the opposite of this inyan. Just a very, very poshut, very simple. Chazal, as you know, revealed that the shayrus of all of the nefilins, the root, the underlying cause of all of the failures of the Jewish people as a people, and is each and every one of us in life, is the Cheta Egel. Is the sin of the calf, of the golden calf. Yoimpakti ufakadati. Yoimpakti ufakadati means that whenever there's a problem, ufakadati means it comes from this. It comes from the Cheta Egel, from that dance, from that problem that was revealed on that day many years ago by the Egel Hazav. By the golden calf. Every single nefilah of every single Jew, bein b'machshava, whether it's a thought that's a thought that's mistaken, bein b'machshava, bein b'dibur, or a word that you shouldn't have said, bein b'maiser, or an action that shouldn't have taken place. According to Chazal, every single thing, machshava, dibur, maiser, that's not the way it's supposed to be, comes from the Cheta Egel. The root, the beginning, the shayrish, is in the Cheta Egel. The Cheta Egel, that's sin of the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua were beginning their descent. And the sound that was coming from the camp below, The sound was the sound of war. Kol milchama b'machna. It was the sound of war. So we think it means that they were making a lot of noise, and it sounded like there was a war. But the Svar Makadoshim tell us, kol milchama b'machna means the sound of war in the camp means every single milchama, every struggle that a Jew has, any time we're conflicted. Every war that you and I have inside of our hearts, to do something and not to do something, to be good or to be not good, to think the right thought or not, to say the right word or not, to do the right thing or not. Kol milchama b'machna, all the milchamas, all wars. Not talking about civil revolutionary war of independence. We're not talking about 1956, 48, 67. We're talking about the milchamas of every day. Those words too, but the milchamas of every day, milchamas that are taking place between husbands and wives. So many milchamas between husbands and wives. Milchamas between parents and children. Milchamas between brothers and sisters. Milchamas between friends. Hakol. The shayush of all of the milchamas. Kol milchama b'machna. The root of all the milchamas is the chet ha'egel. Kol milchama b'machna. There's a sound of war in our camp. In the camp of a person. Kol milchama b'machna. So we need to understand, what's the shayush of the chet ha'egel? What does that mean? What's the shayush? What's the root of the chet ha'egel? The Rishon in the Kuzri and the Ibn Ezra and other Rishon already explained to us that it's not Avodah Zarah. In the world of Heder HaMetzias, in the world that's not the way that it seems, it would seem to us that it was a problem of idolatry, and the answer would be, well, they were used to worshipping idols, and things got a little complicated, and it was late, the timing was off, and it's next to the night, and we were used to worshipping idols, so we fell back and we slipped back into that opinion of worshipping idols. It was the Kuzri. Barichas and the Ibn Ezra much shorter tell us these side kin. It's not Avodah Zarah. The symptom was Avodah Zarah. It came out as Avodah Zarah. We always have to learn the Shayrish. We always have to understand the Shayrish of everything to the best of our ability. But the Shayrish, what the root of the problem is, came out that they were dancing around the calf. I mean, that's Avodah Zarah. Now I have to do that. It's a bad thing, but it's the shayrish. Rabbi the Levi says the shayrish is not Avodah Zarah. For a kid, Rabbi the Levi says that they were trying to serve God. They were trying to serve God. And we have an expression come to us long, long, all the way back. Adai Merakya Benenim, which means that there's still the dance of the Egel Azov is still going on. This dance is still taking place in our lives. So what is the dance of the Egel Azov? What happened? What's the shayrish? Yedid Nafshi, Reb Tzvi Meir, if you look in the Sichus, Reb Tzvi Meir brings from the Svarim HaKadoshim, which is found in all of the Svarim talk about this. The Svarim, the Tzadik, the Marinayim, all the Svarim talk about it. And all of the tzaddikim said bepe'achad what the shayrish was. What was the root of that terrible, terrible collapse of the chet ha'egel? The word that comes up, is that we say the computer is something like that? It comes up. The word that comes up in this search through the Svarim HaKadoshim, the word that comes up is one word. Dahala. Beis, hey, lamed, hey. We ask Hashem every single day in Davening. We just said the world also. Our lives should not be lives of Dahala. Dahala, to translate Dahala, bewilderment, confusion, atumut. The opposite of Menucha. Behala means the opposite of menucha. Again, menucha is not talking about in bed. Menucha means with tranquility. The opposite of that deep inner tranquility in Lashon HaKodesh, the word, is behala. It reminds us all of the word that we were talking about last week. What? Hevel, right? Hevel. Vayehebalu. You remember last week? That a person can himself become a shtik hevel. The whole life can become hevel. Garnished. Heaven, Vayehebalu, the Hala. Which means that the Jewish people want an amoridic, a madrig, an unbelievable level. And Chazal described to us the Gemara in Shabbos, Poskos or Moslem, you're on such a level that the filth of the snake already was gone, and the Yetzirah, whatever that means, and death was all, everything was gone. Forty days, every single day, unbelievable, going higher and higher and higher, from Chesed to Bechesed, all the way higher, higher to Malchus. 49 days of Avoid of Aliyah. Which Chazal, the Rishonim, compared to the 40 days of Yetzirah Savlad, that the fetus is formed in the mother's womb, and we were formed during those days. Those 40 days, like 40,000 years, and we became a people during those days. Each day, higher and higher and higher, the fetus of Knesset Yisrael was taking shape. And all the unbelievable hachanas, all the preparations that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us to make before, all of those hachanas, till finally we came to Erev Shabbos. Chag L'Hashem Mocha. Chag L'Hashem Mocha. Tomorrow will be a big yontif. Chag L'Hashem Mocha. Like every Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. Otat will be Shabbos. Chag L'Hashem Mocha. And everything was ready for the big day. And then what happened? We're talking about, of course, when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down. This after all the other days, somebody was coming down again with the luchas, after being the first time and coming down with the luchas. So what happened? Erev Shabbos Kodesh Ben Hashemashos. You know, sometimes Erev Shabbos, before candle lighting, things can get a little bit out of control. Especially if there's a family kinahara, if there's a larger family. It makes no difference if Shabbos, if candle lighting is at 7 or if it's at 4. Erev Shabbos. So what happened? All of a sudden, Chazal tells that all of a sudden the evil one Satan was given permission, like he has every Erev Shabbos, the biggest fights are in Erev Shabbos. And Satan was given permission, and you remember what happened, without going into any pratim, it's late. You remember that they saw an image of Moshe Rabbeinu's bed, that he was as if he died. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown on his mitosah shel Moshe was parachas, was flying, and they were shown that Moshe Rabbeinu's avek, Moshe Rabbeinu's dead, he's finished. And you remember that they made a mistake in the Cheshvan, they made a Cheshvan that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be back, and he wasn't back. What happened then? Behala. Chaos. Broke out. Behala. Behala kol milchama b'machna. The eagles of the Yidden start to scream out, Moshe ha'ish lo yadana mehayaloi. What's the gevein with Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu mehayaloi, look, he's dead, he's not here. Together with the Erevav, we're not going into all the pratim and the mefarshim. The general picture we all know. We can all see. Ha'ish Moshe ha'ish lo yadana mehayaloi. And from being grounded in holiness, after all the hachanas, all the preparations, the Moshe Rabbeinu, after Sfiras Hashem, the Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and the Moshe Rabbeinu, they were all preparing, all the hachanas again, hachanas, the Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down, and after everything, after being mamish rooted, feeling rooted in the ground, all of a sudden, they were also flying in the air, like that make-believe picture, like the dimyan, like the delusion, the imagination, the special effects that were made. The special effects, the program that was flashed into the air of Moshe Rabbeinu flying in the dead, flying around in the sky, and there was this big special effects thing, and Bnei Yisrael saw this. And they found out that they weren't as rooted as they thought, as rooted in the ground as they thought they were. And suddenly they found themselves also flying. that moment, the avodah, Rav Tzvi Meir explains over there in the sicha, that at that moment, the avodah, of course, the avodah was to hold on tight, to be balei menucha, to go and to speak with Yishev HaDas, to go ask Aaron Rabbeinu, Aaron, Rebbe, can you explain what's happening? Tell us what we should feel, what we should think. We're worried, we're frightened. We have nothing without Moshe Rabbeinu, and now it looks like Moshe Rabbeinu has left us, and the Cheshbon doesn't work out, and now we see he's dead. And to go over to Aaron, to speak to Aaron, to ask Aaron, what should we do? Aaron, what does the Baruch Shalom want us to do now? What should we do? What should we daven for? What should we think about? But instead there was Bahala. There was bewilderment, confusion, and chaos. And Chazal tell us that the crowns that they had received by Nasa V'Nishma, right, the crowns that they had received before by Nasa V'Nishma, were taken. They lost the crowns. They lost the crowns. Now you know what a kesa, what's a crown? A crown means malchus. Listen carefully. A crown means malchus. Chet ha'egel means the loss of our innate, natural royalty. We lost the crowns. We lost the malchus. What does it mean by the teva, a yid is a melech, by nature, by the nature of who he and she is, every Jew is a melech, mamish. And a melech doesn't mean that you have malchus over your house. They could take your house, they could foreclose, they could take it, they could kick us out. It doesn't even mean that we have malchus of our land. We see Jews on Nebuch from our own land, and now with the big balabatim in the land, and they could also kick us out. Not only the Arabs kick us out, but lahavli, even Jews kick Jews out. Hashem Yirachim. Doesn't mean malchus of your house. It doesn't mean malchus of your property. It doesn't mean malchus of your seat in the shul garnish. It means malchus over oneself. That's the malchus of a Jew. Malchus over oneself. Malchus over oneself means that when something changes in your life and it doesn't go according to the plan, plan A was Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back down, everything's going to be good, and we're going to go marching to Eretz Yisrael with the luchas, everything's going to be gevaldik. But Moshe Rabbeinu is going to march to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Mashiach, everything's going to be good. Forget it. It's fafalim. So in their mind, it's fafalim because Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. Malchus means that when plan A doesn't work out, or it could be even plan B, C, D, E, F, G, when those plans that you were planning on, that you were counting on, that you built up in the Tzivos on, when those plans fall apart, you don't. That's what it means. That's what Malchus means. That's what it means to wear a crown. To wear a crown. Not to be misboil. Many times I spoke over the Torah from the Ishbet Sivan of time. But we spoke about this many times, and Chazal said there was a time, it's getting in places, things on the Halmaisa, but Chazal tell us that there was a time in Shlomo Malach's life, as you probably remember, that there was a time in Shlomo Malach, there was an imposter that took over the Malchus, and Shlomo Malach had to go, and he was dragging around like a beggar. Shlomo Malach. Anika Helis, what? Hayisi Melech. I was a king. I was once a king. And there was time in his life that he was going, and some imposter that was Ashmedai from the Sultan took over the crown, took over the Malchus, and Shlomo Malach was going from place to place, and people were laughing, and he says, I'm Shlomo Malach, yeah, you're Shlomo Malach. Right? That's what happened to Shlomo Malach. So Chazal tell us, again, Bekitzer, Chazal tell us that when he lost the Malchus over, Chazal tells us he wasn't only Melach, remember, he wasn't only king over Yisrael, Yerushalayim. He was king over, not only was he king over this world, because I'll say he was king over the Elyonim, over all the angels and everything. He was king. Next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, second in command, Kivyoha. And everything was lost. And Hayisi Melech, Chazal tell us that he still had a Malchus left. What was his Malchus? It says on his shtekel. It says Makloi, was his, and his also on a container. It's not enough time to go to be. He had still his stick, his walking stick. And he was king over his walking stick. So, Rabbi Isaac Sher and other Balei Musa talk about that. So, like all the Siddiqim talk about, what does that mean? To have a malchus over a stick. He still had a malchus over the stick. So the tzaddikim will explain that even though in the world of Heder Metzias, every single thing was taken from Shlomo HaMelech. His palace, his stables, and his family, his wives, all the angels, everything, everything was taken from him. Ruling over his stick, the Ishbitz explains, doesn't mean he ruled over his stick. It means that you can't take the malchus away from a person who is be'etzim a melech. You understand? You can't take the malchus away from him, even if he's in Auschwitz and Treblinka. You can't take away his malchus. You can't take away a person whose malchus is an inner malchus, whose malchus doesn't depend upon whether he could boss employees around, or a wife around, or a husband around, or kids around. The malchus is a malchus be'etzem. A malchus be'etzem you can't take away. No matter what happens to the person in his life, he's be'etzem, a melech, because the malchus is over his own koichas and nefesh. The malchus is over himself. He doesn't have to have anybody to boss around. On Hurdus it says, Eved ki yimlach. He was a slave that acted like a king. A slave. Be'etzim, he's an Eved. Be'etzim, he's an Eved. You remember, and I hate to remind you, the last president of the United States, who's running again for president, except he's using his wife to try to become again. So you remember, Eved ki yimlach, I'm not going to explain because it's not nice to talk about. Eved ki yimlach. It was Mezgala. Eved ki yimlach. A slave, a mushkus. He's such a slave to his taivas that in that place of malchus he's mezane. Eved ki yimlach. It's a malchus. He didn't have control over himself. He couldn't wait till he got to a hotel. You understand? He couldn't wait. The biggest schlepper can go to some place to do his hashchasas. The biggest schlepper can go someplace, Mamokim Shein Makir may say, to go someplace where they don't know. And the president of the most powerful country on earth, the most powerful country there ever was, who has the biggest malchus and the biggest crown, he couldn't be like a peasant from a back alley in downtown Manhattan. Or uptown, wherever, I don't know, whatever that place is. He couldn't be even like a peasant. Eved ki yimlach. A malchus? What's that? It's a malchus. Nishkan malchus, nishkan melech. A person is not in control of himself. It's not a malchus, it's not kaychus. Here, Rabbeinu Bechaya teaches us, this is the world of Esav of Amalek. Esav had a malchus. What was his malchus called? The Bechayra, the firstborn. It's a malchus. Esav's malchus. But not master what that means, what kind of a malchus that was to be the firstborn. It's a chosher of thing. A malchus. Esav's malchus. Haliteini na min ha'odem ha'odem hazeh. It was a hard day. He was tired from all the averes that he was doing. Chazal pelt. He was hot and tired, he was busy doing all kinds of affairs that day. And Yaakov Avinu comes along and he says, Halitaini, no, not could we sit down and have a little bit to eat? Let's go find a nice restaurant someplace. No, Halitaini, no, what do you got there? What's that red stuff? I mean, ha'odam, ha'odam, ha'zeh. Stuff it down my throat. Achazah. Halitaini, no, no. And for what? For the Bechayr, for the he sold the Bechayr. For some beans. He sold the whole Bechayr. That is the world of Amalek, of Esav. It's a world of confusion, of a phony malchus that collapses the second that something is different, that something changes, that I'm hot, that I'm cold, that I'm tired, that I have a tithe, that I want this, I want that. It falls apart. Bilbul, confusion, and Bahala. This world of Amalek, I have to move fast, this world of Amalek is always strongest Erev Shabbos. It doesn't have to be Friday. It could be the day of the Chasana. you're getting married, it could be on a Tuesday or Wednesday. But Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Right before the Cheskel. Right before something big, something chashiv. Erev Shabbos is the Erev of something that's holy. The Erev of something that could change your life in a good way. That's when this koyach of Bahala, of Halitainina, of Esav, of Amolik, is Mizgab. Our whole generation is Erev Shabbos. We know that from the Vilna Gaon, from Chavetz Chaim, from all the tzaddikim. The message that goes back to the Ramban and the Vilna Gaon. We know that this is the time of Erev Shabbos, mamish up by candlelighting we're holding. Because all of history, the 6,000 years of the 6 days of creation, the 6,000 years that the Ramban talks about in Bereishis, and we're holding now where the Cheshbon of Erev Shabbos, mamish by candlelighting, even already by candlelighting, by past. That's what we're holding before Mashiach. Erev Shabbos, mamish. And therefore the whole matzav of our generation, the Iker Nekuda of our generation, of the struggle of our generation, is Behala. Confusion. Chaos. Not having time. Not having Yishev Hadas. Not having Yishev Hadas. Yeshua is the one who fights first against Amalek, because Yeshua is the person. Yeshua never left the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua means Eretz. The earth. Yeshua, it doesn't say Yeshua, Yeshua never stopped learning. He never left Moshe Rabbeinu. Never leaving is the opposite of Behala. This quality that Yeshua had was never leaving this. Never going away. No matter what. Yeshua's the war against Amalek. The war against Amalek is the Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik had a hard life, but who Yosef? He remained Yosef, the same Tzadik and the same Tomim that he was in his father's house. He was the Yosef Hayyib Mitzrayim, which all the Svarim tell us. The Yosef Hayyib Mitzrayim, even that place, he looked different, he dressed different, they didn't recognize him, but he was Yosef. No Behala, in jail, out of jail, this thing, a ruler, not everything's changing around in Mamish. Yosef Hayyib Mitzrayim. That world of Yeshua, of Yosef HaTzadik, that world is the world that is not turned upside down by seeing images of Moshe Rabbeinu flying across the sky. And everybody has those mitosos or Moshe's in life. Everybody has. When all of a sudden it feels like everything I thought is not working out the way that I expected. That's called mitosai shomoshe. Remember the next time you feel it. Remember the next time you feel, and close your eyes and look up and you see Moshe Rabbeinu flying around. Mitosai shel Moshe. It's a way of feeling. That all of a sudden everything is not what I was told it would be. It's not the way it's supposed to be. That's called Mitosai shel Moshe. The bed, the deathbed, Chalila, of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're living now. Chag L'Shem Hachar, the Baruch Shalom is telling us, kindle a hold on a little bit tight. Hold on tight, it's a little bit longer, it's Erev Shabbos, Mashiach is Otot Mashiach, Hinei Zoem Racha Kasleinu, he's coming soon. And that's why Davka, the biggest nisoin of our generation is the bilbul, the bahala, the confusion, how everything is moving at such a speed, everything is unbelievable how it goes. In our times, the way things are moving, everything's crazy fast. Even the technology and the things and everything is moving at such a pace. And everybody's saying, I have more vacation now, and I got more things to make my life better, and I have now different machines and things in the house and at work, and I have all kinds of things to make it more menuch, and it's behala mamish, without a malchus inside. And never before have Jews felt as planted and as rooted and as comfortable, but never have they been as uprooted, much, much more than our Zaydis and our Bobbies that were schlepping with their Pekulch across Europe, or wherever Jews were living in the East and the West, schlepping. And when we look carefully at Megillas Esther, it's Erev Purim, and there's a big, big hushpah right now in the world of all of the karkas of Purim. Ki Haman ben Hamdasa ha'agagi tzayre kol ha'yehudim. Haman, our big enemy who hated the Jews, chashav la'yehudim la'abdam, he was plotting and conspiring to destroy the Jewish people. V'hipil pur hu ha'goral, and he drew the lots, the goral, the pur. Lehumam ula avdam. Lehumam ula avdam. You know what it means? Lehumam ula avdam. To terrify, to confuse. Lehumam. Lahamein. To shock and to confuse. Lehumam ula avdam. There are two stages. If you begin in shocking and in terrifying a person or a people, then you can continue to shlav beis, which is to destroy people. That's what the Nazis and Maximum did. They didn't come right away, and you know they didn't come right away to start killing. It was always lehumam and then la'avdam. The lehumam that the Nazis engaged in is more terrifying, was more terrifying than the la'avdam. And the Jews wished that they could have just, the Nazis could have just finished them off quickly. No, it was lehumam ula'avdam, uprooting and changing and making all kinds of laws and rules as if they do this, then you'll live. If you do this, then you live. And making Jews fight with each other and putting up Jews to run the council and the Judenrat and then to do this and to do that. And then we're going to take you to work and it's work, what kind of work? And you go here and you go this and you do that. Everything was lehumam ula'avdam. The whole Nazi machine which was created to kill our people was lehumam and then la'avdam. The final solution begins with Behola, with Esav, with Halitainina, with confusion, with bewilderment, with not knowing, with uncertainty, and losing a sense of reality and of stability. And when a person, God forbid, is in that place, which I spoke of many times, Reishis Goyim Amalek, the first three letters, Reishis Goyim Amalek spells what? Rega, means this moment. And the Swarm say that the meaning of Amalek is to take away from you the clarity of that moment, to put you into that place of Sufik, which is the Gematria Amalek, to put you into that place of not knowing and being confused. Mitaso Shomaisha. And the whole Geula of Purim is a Geula of Adalo Yada, to stop, and not to think about it. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, again, it's very much Bekitzer. Therefore, we see in the Megillah, everything is moving at breakneck speed. Everybody's running. The whole Megillah is everybody's moving around, running. Everything's running. Everything's running. Horses, the people, this, the soldiers, everything, messengers. You get tired reading it. It's so fast. Everything is so fast. Achad vam ha'ele. K'shoy chamas ha'melech ha'chashver zochus v'ashti v'esasher asler v'esasher nigzer aleho. Look what happens in Megillas Esther. It's like Pella. The king, the big king, ha'chashver. He got upset. Vashti was a little chutzpahdik, right? Got upset. Kills Vashti, which is really his whole malchus. He wasn't anything. He was a nobody. He kills Vashti. The next day, uh-oh. What did I do? Well, he's a nobody. He comes from nobodies. His whole claim to the malchus was Vashti. He has a drink. He gets angry. She was mechutzav. And this whole world collapses against the Malchus, the whole Malchus. Chazal says a hafafach. He was constantly changing. Ahasuerus is like this, he's like that. That's what the whole Megillah is, disguises customs. Ahasuerus is a world powerful, a world emperor of Hamish, a strong king. Who is he? He's a nobody. In the world of Hed, he's from Hed the Metzias. That's Metzias. That's a king. He gets drunk, he gets upset, she's a mechutzefus, he kills her, and now he uproots his entire malchus. That's a king. That's a king. He could have been Clinton's chief of staff. That's a king. That's a malchus. That's a malchus. I mean, Haman is Hitler, the final solution. He is in control, he's making zayrus, he is gay, the king loves him, man. His own daughter was pouring from the toilet on his head as he's going through the street pulling Mordechai through the street. It's a gelachte. What is Purim? Purim is making fun of what you think is reality. Not reality. What you think, Vashti is the big Malka, Vashti is dead. Ahasuerus is a big Malach, he's an idiot, a drunk. Haman is the most powerful, powerful person on earth. And nobody's hanging from the tree. And what looks like it's not Mitzias, Ish Yehudi Hayim Shush Nabira. What a compliment. Ish Yehudi. What does it say about Mordechai? Lo yichre v'lo yistachve, you can't move me. It doesn't just say he didn't bow down. Lo yichre v'lo yistachve, another 2 minutes. He didn't bow down in the past. He says, he goes in the Shah Malach, and all the Yidden are going, I can't believe he's doing that. You remember? The Jews are so upset, like, why do you have to do that? What do you mean? Be from in your basement or something. Why do you have to go over there in front of him? He's going to kill everybody. And Haman goes in the Shah Malach, that's what Haman is. Mordechai goes in the Shah Malach, and he says, Rab Haman, give a kick, Rab Haman. Lo yichre v'lo yistach. I didn't bow down to you, and I never will bow down to you. And it's not only that. You remember what documents did Mordechai show Haman? You remember that years before Haman was a shikyingel. He was a servant, a worker, a slave. Mordechai still had the star, had the copy of the papers that he owned Haman. And he says, "Oh, powerful, your Majesty, Haman. Come over here, I want to show you some papers that I have. You know who you are? You're an Evid, you're my slave." And you can see all of Nesau going, "Oh, I can't believe this. Why are you doing that? You keep the papers in the bank. What are you showing him, these papers? He's getting crazy." And Yitaka got crazy. And it says over there, like, "Come, Zami Menu." Haman's waiting. Haman's almost begging him, just make a show. Like, come, v'leizami menu, you hear? Like, come, v'leizami menu, that's Mordechai, that's a Yehudi. Eretz. Tarka, the loinaydi, like, come, v'leizami, the Vulgan learns, like, come means beguf, v'leizami means benefesh. He didn't physically move, but you might think that inside of himself, Mordechai was trembling and shaking. Maybe inside of himself, it says in Pasuk, Laikam, physically the guy says, Vilayza. Inside his heart didn't skip a beat. His pulse didn't get fast. Laikam, Vilayza, Mimenu. That's what it means to be an Ish Yehudi. An Ish Yehudi means Metzias. Metzias. Ein Mani Chaimo Wall. Layichav, Layistachav. That's the true Metzias. You, Haman, you're disguised as an Eichmann, as a Hitler. You know who you are? You're a nobody. And you, Ahasuerus, you're disguised as a Welts Emperor. You know who you are? You're a shikir, a nobody. Ish Yehudi Hayim Shushim. Esther Amalke means the Jewish people is disguised as some kind of a queen by the Goyim. You know who she is? Hadassah, Esther. Esther Amalke is a tzaddikus. Jews are dressed like Goyim and Goyim are dressed like Jews. This is the world we're living in. Goyim are dressed like Jews because they make believe that they have a Malchus. And Jews are dressed like Goyim because we don't know that we have a Malchus. It's the saddest thing in the world. The saddest thing in the world. That's the tragedy that we're living in. This is what we're living. We're living mamish by Purim. And the v'nahapeichu of Purim. The v'nahapeichu of Purim that's going to be mezgala, that's going to be revealed in such a place, adalayada, that we can't even imagine what it's going to be like. When the real Metzias of everything we said in the world, this is a Malchus, this is a Malchus, this is a Malchus, that's a Malchus, and then the Baruch Hashem is going to pull off the mask of all those Malchus, of all those kingdoms that you and I have been bowing down to all of our lives. That we've been bowing down to all of our lives. And then the Baruch Hashem is going to pull off the mask and we're going to see who be'emes, who we are, amach kulam tzaddik. And it sees that amach kulam tzaddik. What Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us is that even Baha'i Alma, even in this world, while we're living and breathing, not only in the next world, even in this world, a person can have that menucha of Mordechai, where the heart doesn't skip a beat. Where a person doesn't have to feel that he's being dragged and schlepped. The person inside of himself is an ish menucha. Like it says about Shlomo HaMelech, an ish menucha, malchus. Malchus. And when there's a mitos of Shomayshi in your life, Hashem should keep us from anything bad. But when there's that mitos of Shomayshi that's flying around in your head, forget about in the sky, in your head there's a mitos of everything I thought is going to be, it's not. And everything I wanted, it's not. And when I was planning, didn't work out. And now what's going to be, and this is going to be, and that's going to be. And you feel the mitos of Shomayshi swirling around in your brain. You'd be mechazik yourself with layichav, layishtach, laykom, layzah. Laykom, layzah. Not the goof and not the nefesh to move a Jew from who he is. Ish Yehudi Hayyavashushnapir. That's the geula of Purim. The opposite of the behol of the chet egel, the tikkun of the chet, the antithesis of Amalek, of Halitainin, or the opposite of Ace, of the opposite of Amalek, that's the bechina of Ish Yehudi, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahal, V'Samecha, and then a person's able to experience and to feel like Yehudim Haisa Oyre V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Yikar. Then a person can have Simcha in his life. We always made our Simcha depend on somebody else's Malchus, and it's not our Malchus. The moment that our malchus is firmly established, then simcha, leihudim ha'isa simcha, then it can be the biggest simcha, leihudim ha'isa ayur v'simcha v'sasim v'yika. Then it'll be the biggest simcha for each and every one of us. We should be zeichah to know that we're melachim. And we should be zeichah to understand that the world is a world of avadim. I don't mean slaves. And I don't mean, God forbid, not to look at people in a nice way, not to treat them in a nice way. But not to mistake the true malchus for the phony malchus. Not to make a mistake. If we lose track of the real malchus, and we slip into that belief in the phony malchus that surround us, into the head of Hamitzius, and we are turned over and we can't stand firmly in the same earth that our parents, our grandparents, our great grandparents stood in, then we will God forbid we will have failed Erev Shabbos, and we waited so long. We're here so long, and with the last generation, the last few minutes, it's Erev Shabbos candle lighting. Just not to lose it. Erev Shabbos candle lighting, to hold on a little bit longer, Lakom V'Lazar, and then the crowns that we lost by Har Sinai. That we get back every Shabbos. That's why we get back Shabbos, which is Menucha. But we take it away, Matzei Shabbos. But then we'll have the crowns back on that day of Kesa Yidn Lecho, when we encrown and enthrone Hashem. Then the crowns that He gave us will be placed onto our heads. And then we'll be zeichet to see with our eyes the Malchus of David Malka Meshicha, B'gul Hashem V'amitis, and Hebron Amen V'amen.